Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am broadcasting live from the Personal Democracy Forum at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. And it's a wonderful conference. So we're going to bring Brad Sutt on. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this, Alan.
Sure, my pleasure. Well, you're on. We're recording. I mean,
excellent. Well, let me welcome you to this improvisationally created, I guess, New York Times BIX blog radio network. We are talking on Blog Talk Radio. So, Alan Levy, the chief executive of the company, tell me what this is and what your company does.
Well, thank you for having me on my network, on your show on my network. Well, Blog Talk Radio is a platform that we created less than 2 years ago, which allows anyone, individual or company, to create, distribute, and monetize audio content. And all they need to do is a phone and have a phone and an internet connection. There's no download required. So that's how it works, and you're on Blog Talk Radio right now.
So the reason we're talking, you recently raised a new round of funding. You're a Giants fan, and yet you've raised part of this $4.6 million investment round from Robert Kraft, the owner of your team's archenemy, the New England Patriots. Tell me how you got hooked up with the Kraft Group and how you're going to use the money.
Well, the fact that I'm a Giants fan, I don't think had any bearing on either of our decisions, actually, the Kraft or ours. I was so excited that the Kraft participated in this round of financing as well as the others. I had met the Kraft Group, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, and the Kraft Group through Scott Cipprell, who also invested in this round. He's a former hedge fund manager, ran a fund called Copper Arch Partners, and I was an investor in, and I had known Scott for a while and showed him Blog Talk Radio, and he really felt that this was a platform that has a lot of capability and could reach into many places and help democratize media in a different way than had been done with blogs. And the Kraft Group has just been terrific in our conversation. So they're very excited, and I'm very excited that they're part of this platform group now.
And what do you do with the new funds? You just add servers, add scalability?
No, I mean, what we're going to do with this capital, we've built this service now up to where we've broadcast 100,000 broadcasts, the segments, just like the one we're doing now. What we're really focusing on is building out our channels of distribution, introducing this to companies, organizations, for example, the Pentagon and Sun Microsystems, Intel, Wiley Books, verticals that we're reaching out to. Corporations are interested in using these tools to create content and to reach an audience, their own audience or our audience or other audiences. So we're looking to increase our advertising, in terms of advertising sales and sponsorships. We're also focused on video, integrating video into the platform, which we'll have early part of next year, which is something we're very excited about as well.
And Alan, how do you compare Blog Talk Radio to some other podcasting services that perhaps our readers have heard of? Podshow, for example, which I think just was renamed Mevio, and the selections of free podcasts that you could get on a service like iTunes.
So this is a very big difference. Right now, we're broadcasting live from, I'm here at the Personal Democracy Forum in New York City, and I'm guessing, out in San Francisco, and David is in New York in another office. So Blog Talk Radio is a platform that allows people to have conversations live and interactive, and in fact, if this is a public show, we could take calls in from people who are interested in perhaps asking you or I or David a question. So that's different in one way. Number one, it's live and interactive. Number two, we've incorporated the phone network into the web and into a social media environment, which empowers everyone to create content. So unlike Podshow or other podcasting companies or distribution platforms, Blog Talk Radio is one where all you simply need is a phone. And once you have a phone, you can create content or engage, which empowers you, or empowers an organization to get their message out for wherever they may be. So there are very big differences between our platform and others out there in with traditional podcasting community.
And Alan, last question, from your perspective on the new media side of radio, what's your take on the future of traditional radio, AM and FM, and now the two satellite radio companies that are on the verge of this merger?
So AM and FM radio, first of all, there's a real scarcity of talk radio platforms out there. There are very few, of course. And these technologies are old, and they're losing audience, and the audience is becoming fragmented. And terrestrial radio is challenged, in a way that they've run out of spectrum, and they've run out of audience. Audience is moving to the web; it's shifting. So I see those audiences waning. I also see the satellite radio companies struggling as well because they've got very big infrastructure costs. They have very high content costs, and again, it's not a platform that empowers people to come on and create content. And that's why I'm excited about Blog Talk Radio. I'm excited about Internet Talk Radio, and letting bloggers or individuals or companies use this broadcast medium to get their messages out.
Or, of course, at least for now, those companies can reach into places in people's lives where you really can't. I mean, into the car, into places in the home where perhaps there isn't internet access.
Well, we have, I mean, our shows can be listened to on the iPod, so you create a show, and this broadcast can be subscribed, and it'll sit on your iPod, and so you can listen to it offline as well. And there's no doubt that the cars, as WiMAX is becoming more prevalent, that cars will be able to access the web, and people will be able to find content on a website. BlogTalkRadio.com is such a site where people can listen to live shows, or they'll be able to listen to archive shows. So you're right in saying that today the audiences are there, but I see that the audiences are moving and shifting. Clearly, things are becoming more fragmented. So I would think that it's in radio's interest to look at different platforms and figure out ways to keep that audience they have now engaged going forward.
Well, great, Alan. Thanks for taking the extra time and for letting us take this little road test of your service.
Well, it's my pleasure, Brad, and thank you for asking me to participate in this. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Have a good day.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.